This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. We'll get back to baseball coming up at the top of the hour. We are about 24 hours away from the start of Royals baseball season. Rex Hudler is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Our guy, Joel Goldberg, is going to be on the show in the 4 o'clock hour. So really excited to catch up with both of them to help get you ready for the start of baseball season. Let's talk a little football before then. A couple of potential rule changes. First off, the NFL Competition Committee is recommending that the dynamic kickoff rule is put in place permanently. They are also suggesting of moving touchbacks to the 35-yard line. Yes, I know that fans are always hesitant to change, and I know that there were a lot of questions about the kickoff rule. It worked. If you wanted more movement and more action and to make the kickoff relevant again, I think they did it last year. And if you are now going to add another layer of strategy into the game and put touchbacks on the 35-yard line, it is now going to force kickers to kick the ball in play. Now, yes, there will still be some touchbacks. And in certain scenarios, hey, we don't care about the extra 5 yards. Blast it out of the end zone, and we can live with it being on the 35-yard line because we don't want to risk the return. If anything, it creates strategy. That's what it does. It creates strategy. There was no strategy with the old kickoff. The kickers have gotten too good. They were simply kicking it out of the end zone, and the touchback was dead.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I have my criticisms about the National Football League. But what I love about the league is they are willing to move off of something that doesn't work. And they don't keep things around solely for the idea, well, that's how we've always done it. Well, how you've always done something could potentially be wrong. And somebody has now come up with the better, more efficient way to do something. I give the NFL a lot of credit for adopting this kickoff rule. It was not their idea. They saw it work somewhere else. They tried it. It worked for them. And now they're making tinkers to it. This should be an example for a lot of business owners that keep doing something. It's not working anymore, but no, we're going to stick with it because that's what the consumer expects us to do. No, switch it up. You got to start going left. You got to come up with a new crossover. You've been doing that same crossover since 95. They ain't falling for it anymore. I give the NFL a lot of credit for this. Now, I say that on one end. Now, here's where I'm going to be critical. I will continue to be the only person that bangs this drum, and that's fine. I don't mind standing alone. They have to come up with something better than the onside kick. So the committee is also proposing that now you can just do an onside kick whenever you want as long as you are losing. Well, you've eliminated the surprise onside kick because we now have to tell the opposition that's what we're doing. Hey, Colts, we're down. We might try to catch you off guard here, but no, we're going to tell you that we're going to try to kick it here. It doesn't work. It does not work. The onside kick is broken. If you're not going to let them do the onside kick the old way, where the kicking team got a little bit of a running start and you basically had a 1-in-5 chance, a 1-in-4 chance of being able to recover it, you're wasting everybody's time. Football could be so much more exciting at the end of games. We all have watched a game in this scenario. A team is down 10 with 3 minutes to go, and you might as well turn it off. Because at that point, in order for the losing team to win, they then have to score a touchdown. They then have to make the extra point. They have to then make an onside kick that gives you a 2%, 3% chance of recovery. And then they have to score again. What if there was a way that could get you back to the 15, 20, 25% chance of keeping possession and could make the end of games more exciting? I don't care if I'm the only person that continues to say this. We need to get rid of the onside kick, and we seriously need to consider a 4th-and-20, a 4th-and-15 kind of play that would make the end of football games more exciting than I think they already are. And for the most part, they're pretty exciting. The league also wants to expand instant replay. This is the wrong direction to go. We should be pushing for less instant replay, not more of it. Because you and I both know that more instant replay is simply just more things for us to argue about. If they're going to continue to open the scope of what you can actually take a look at, you know what they're going to keep doing on CBS, on Fox, on Sunday Night Football? They're going to keep showing us plays in super slow-mo HD, and we're going to have more things to argue about and criticize the officials. Yes, I know you want them to get the calls right. I mean, they've been doing a bang-up job of it so far. With more technology than ever before, with more eyes on the game, with the box you can call up to New York. I mean, they have been doing it. We all think the NFL is doing a great job when it comes to officiating. Let's now give them more. Okay, all right. Yeah. Instant replay is bad. It's bad. It has caused more harm than good. We have gotten away from what the real intention of instant replay was. When we first had this idea, it was to change obvious and clear mistakes. And it had to be clear and conclusive evidence. That's not what we argue anymore with instant replay. It is now incredibly subjective. And now, by definition, led by human error. Because what I see and what you see sometimes are not the same. But they want to expand it for this season, so I'm sure we won't argue about it. I'm certain that there's going to be a Monday or Tuesday, week 5 of the NFL season, that the top story isn't going to be the actual games and the play. It's going to be the officiating again. Then we'll call up Mike Pereira. We'll have Dean Blandino on the show to then argue about the officials. So That's what the NFL wants to do. It doesn't sound like they're going to get rid of the tush push, and I'm for that. I don't think they should get rid of the tush push. I think they only want to get rid of the tush push because one team is better at than everywhere else, and that's not reason enough for me to vote against the play. You guys should either get better at running that version of the quarterback sneak, or you should get better at stopping it. One of the two.
I mean, me and you are on the same page. Replay assist expansion might be the worst idea I've ever seen proposed. Replay assist last year didn't help. The only time we ever heard about replay assist is when whoever was in the box, Pereira, Blandino, Sterator, they'd always be like, well, this is going to go to replay assist to expedite the process. I'm pretty sure the Xavier Worthy catch in the AFC title game was part of replay assist and expedited. It just less replay. I'm with you on onside kicks, although my one intrepidation with onside kicks is the officiating is bad in the NFL, and 4th and 20 could become a real problem because it could become a flagapalooza and become too much of a problem. But the system they have now of just no one has any chance of an onside kick is bad, but I don't know that opening up a play where officiating comes into play is better. But I am in favor of the idea of an onside kick fix. I just worry about the execution sometimes.
Yeah, and that's fine. We have enough football minds then. We have to figure out a better way to give a losing team a chance at regaining possession.